Vayter in Shas. We are in Maseches Vachem Daf Chav Dalet. Picking up the top of the page, three lines down, end of the line. I just want to be Makir Tov. A tremendous shout out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Nisim Ben Eflos. My beautiful, beautiful son Yisrael Meir Ben Tamer Nami is home and doing incredibly well. Chasdei Hashem. Let us now continue on in the Heilige Shas. Zokt. The Heilige Gemara, up to the next part of the Mishnah. Omid, Al-Gabi Kelim, Al-Gabi Behem, Al-Gabi Raglicha, they will pass. All the feet's got to be on the ground. You got to give your feet on the ground. All these things are going to be possible. You know that when we know it's from the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, whole of Eretz from Mekudesh, since the floor is Mekudesh, the floor of the based on Migdash, Rashi says, Lamad Lashar, Shari, David Kitsha, Bishtei Todos, Shir, Shapagoyim, Kidarmina Lakaman, Bishmaitin, Kikadish David, Uklei, back in the Gemara, Uklei, Sharis, Migdash, Shisharis itself is Mikodesh, Ma Klisharis, Lay David Chotis, Bain Olabain Klisharis, just like when it comes to Klisharis, you can't have any sort of chatzit between you and the actual Klisharis, right? Shisha Bikabol Saddam, Kedisiv, Alekach a coin, Shetik, Kicha, Be'atzmosh coin, Afritz was so too by the floor, the Bisaminish, Lay David Chotis, Bain Olabain Ritz, there can't be any sort of chatzit between the two things. Utsricha. Why did the Mishnah say those three different things over here, saying Kalim or an animal or on the feet of another one of the Kohanim there? Why does it need three examples? You got to bring three. The Ish Ashminan, right? If you had, as a Rashi says, by the way, Lemisti, Vishich Lemisti, Bimastisan, Chatzitas Kalim, Ubehema, Virgil Chadero, Lefi, Haseder, Shanishnu, Ba, Kordesir, etc. The Ashminan Kli, we just would have spoken about the Kli, Mishum, the Lav, Mina, the Basar, Nina, because it's not a type of Basar. Of Abahima, the Mina, Basar, who, because it's a type of Basar, him alone, wouldn't be a problem. The Ashminan Behema, just the Behema, the Lumina, the Adam, was an Adam, of Al Chavir, the Adam, who, him alone, three Chavir, you have to need all of them. Tanya, Miller, then a Bryce, Arbi Lazar, Omer, Ragul Achasal Kli, Ragul Achasal Ritzpa, Ragul Achasal Ever, Achasal Ritzpa, wrote in, then we take a look and we see. Kol Sheilu, you not tell a Kli, but you cannot tell Evan. If you were to go and pull that thing away, Yochalam and a regular achas viavod, if he's able to continue doing the avod even on one foot, avasok share it's kashavim lav, and if not, avasok psul, then it's going to be puzzle. Boy, Rabbi Yami, nidal de lo heaven, vomit alema, we'll say of the stone on the base, I mean, this floor that was loose. The Kohen stood on it while he's doing the avod, what's it then? Is it considered good or good? No. In the case where he's not going to actually reattach it, then there's not even a question of Adi Chaitza. For sure, it's considered a Chatzitza. When is there a question? Kiti Bailach, the Daita Lechaber, when you have in mind, you're going to actually put it back together. Mai, what's going to be din? Kaver, the Daita Lechaber, come on to the Mechaber Daimi, is it considered like it's already connected? Or Dilma has to meal the Hatalisha, it's considered, it's detached. Rabba Zuti Bailachi, ask a question like this, Bailach Yami. Nekra Evan Vamin Vimkomau. If a stone is removed and the coin stood in it, in its place where it's missing, what's going to be then? My Kami Baila, what's this Kasha? Ki Kaddish David Ritzbel Yona Kaddish. When David Melchi used Mekadesh the Azara, did he the top part of it? Or Dilma Adla Ar Isti Tahoma Kaddish. Maybe even from the ground underneath entirely. But Dibailach. If that's a question, let him ask if the entire first level was stripped off of there. Why is the Gemara Kiddush only one stone? So therefore, Liolam Pshitale Da'ad Aris to Tahoma Kaddish. Really, don't know was Mekaddish even the Aratomas, the soil to the depth over there. The Halachim Ibarle, this was the Kasha. Derech Shevus Bekach. Is it normal? Is this like a normal way, a proper way of behaving, of type of service? Oh, Ain Derech Shevus Bekach. This is not a proper way of doing it. If it's considered respectful to do it while standing a hole in the ground, the avodah is going to be good. But if this is considered lacking covered, then it's going to be no good. Rashi says, "Me havi orich aru mikri shevus solo." Says Gemar, Teiku. Good question. We don't know. Next part of the Mishnah. Keep up a small puzzle of Rabbi Shimon Mashir. If he was Makabla Dam with his left hand, the avodah is going to be puzzle. Rabbi Shimon says it's going to be good. Tanu Rabbanan. Ay 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 ay. The Heliga Pasuk says, the Heliga Torah teaches us, we read the whole Pasuk, V'lokach HaKohen midam chatas be'etzba'o v'nasal al-karnesubech. The Kohen takes from the dam of the chatas with his finger, and he places it on the horns of his be'ech ha'ola v'ez damo yishpach al-yesod v'zbechol, and he pours it in the yesod. Be'etzba'o v'lokach, it says, since the Pasuk says be'etzba'o with his forefinger, and then it's connected to the Kohen shall take Malamit Shalote Kabbalah Ela B'Yamin. Must be the Kabbalah is done only with the Yamin, with the right. Be'etzba V'nasan Malamit Shalote Hey Nesin Ela B'Yamin is going to be also putting it with the finger as well on the right. Malamit Rabbi Shimon Nuchi Namer Yad B'Kabbalah. Does it say the word Yad in reference to Kabbalah? So that can't be. Ela Be'etzba'o V'nasan Shalote Nesin Ela B'Yamin. The Nesin Shalote is done with the hand. That's the placing of the dam only with the right hand. Hoel Velo Namra Yad B'Kabbalah. Since the word Yad is not put in reference to the Kabbalah, Kiba was small kosher, then we said that if the Kohen received it with his left hand, it's going to be kosher. Rabbi Shimon Maravshach is Maravshach. If you have a Gezer Shava Yad Yad, then we're going to see below to learn out that whenever the word Yad comes up, it's segment the right. Kilo Namra Yad B'Kabbalah may have it. And even when the word Yad is not mentioned when it comes to the Dam, who really cares? Right, etzba is mentioned over there by the dam. It's similar to the gezeirah shava. It's telling the word etzba is going to be talking about the right hand. Even if it said the word yad over there, then how's it going to help you? Because we don't know. There's no reason to tell you that it's going to be the right hand. Rabbi Yehuda, le'olam lasa gezeirah shava. Really, there's no gezeirah shava. V'achkam, what does it mean to say? V'chin emer yad yamin b'kabbalah. Yad yamin, right hand, said in reference to Kabbalah. Ho v'lo number yad yamin b'kabbalah. Doesn't say yad yamin b'kabbalah. Keep up his whole kasher. If he receives it with his left hand, it's going to be kasher. He's saying the fact that it doesn't say straight up the right hand, then there's no reason to say that the Kabbalah is to be done with the right hand, because Rosh Hashanah doesn't expound the Gzir Shava. Amar Le Rabbi Huda, Ihachi, if it's really true, Rosh Hashanah doesn't have this idea about the Gzir Shava, I feel in the Sin and Nami. Then even plating the blood, it should be good if it's done with the left hand. V'od, not only that, but wait, there's more. And furthermore, V'chi Lesle, the Rabbi Shimon, Gzir Shava, he's not Gzir Shava. He doesn't have that? Well, time was in a bright sub Shimon Omer, Koma Kum Shin Abayad, and Ol Yamid, Atzmei and Ol Yamid. So he does have Gezerish over there, and therefore, what are we talking about over here? Elam, a rabba, Liolam, Isle Gezerish. He does have Gezerish. Ah, come, this means to say. This is what it means to say. He never Yad Bekabal, does it say the word Yad Bekabal? Hovlonam Yad Bekabal, since it doesn't say the word Yad Bekabal, El Etzba, but it says the word Etzba, Vyevshal Kabal Betzba, and it's impossible to receiving to be done with the Etzba. If we have to come up with the word etzba is said in the pasuk, is only talking about the application of the dam and not to the receiving. Kibo is small kasha. Therefore, because if he accepts it, he receives it with his left hand, it's going to be kasha. Amalei, Rosam v'drev ashilervina, Efsir David leos in the sas mizrak mekabel ba. Hold on 1 second. Is it possible to make an ear on the edge of the bowl and to receive the dam with one finger holding the bowl by the ear? And therefore, so the etzba can be talking about the Kabbalah also. Ayelo marbaye, beep, turn the page. Chavtal mamis. Bimikra nidosh lefawana v'lacharav kamiflagi. The Tana and the Rav Shimon are in disagreement about the pasuk that's expounded to teach us the idea before it and after it. Tana comments saying that the word etzba is teaching us about the Kabbalah, which is mentioned earlier in the pasuk, and the placing of the dam, which is mentioned later, and therefore he learns that both of these words have to be done with the right hand. Rav Shimon, though, he says the word etzba is only teaching about the dam, which is mentioned later, therefore about the application of the dam has to be with the right hand, but the receiving can be done with either hand. Amar Abaye, Abaye, se-we-we-we-we-we-z. Ha, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. This is what Rabbi Elazar Shimon says. Mafka mida'avua. This goes and it leaves off the opinion of his father, of Shimon, and Mafka the Ramban, and also Zimu of the opinion of the Rabbi in Tanakama, Tanakama in Tanabraisa. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Komakum Shenemar, Etzba, the Kabbalah, wherever every place this is the word Etzba when it's talking about Kabbalah, receiving the Dam, but not in reference to the place of the application of the Dam, Shina, the Kabbalah, Shina Mekabbalah, if the Kohen does something different in reference to Kabbalah, then possible it's going to be possible in the Sina. But if he did something different in the Sina, right of the blood, and he did it with his left hand, kosher, it's going to be kosher. V'chol makom shenemar etzba b'nesina. And every time that the pasuk says that you have etzba in reference to the Nesina, the placing of the dam, but not in reference to the receiving, Shina b'nesina, then if he switches in reference to the Nesina, anything he does, he switch over there with his left hand, then possible. B'kabbalah, if he did something different in the Kabbalah, then kosher, it's going to be kosher. Now, And the pasuk says you'll take the blood of the bull and apply it on the horns of the animal, the forefinger, right? And in this pasuk, this when it says etzba, it comes up at the very end because of mikra nidrus lefanav and of lo lefnei fanav. And Rabbi Lazar, the son of Shimon, holds that you could expound before it. Right, when it says, and apply it to the horns of the altar, but that doesn't go that far back. That you shall take the dam of Ulacharf, you also can't, or you can't go and do the thing that's going to be after it. Amar Rabba Rechana Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Chana. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, it says it's only talking about the right. We originally thought that he means that both things, etzba and kahuna, are necessary to teach us the right hand. And we also learn out from the gezeirah shavah of the mitzora. But what about the fact that we have kmitza, deloksiv by lakuna, which is in reference to which only the term kahuna is written, but the term etzba is not written. Tanan comments was apostle, and yet we still see in the Mishnah that a person does kmitza with his left hand, it's going to be no good. So therefore, the kahuna alone is going to mean that it's got to be done with the right hand. Elamirava o etzva o kohuna means either etzva o kohuna implies that it's got to be done with the right hand. Amrele Abaye. Abaye come and he said, "Ay hare olachas evarim lekafash." What if I go and says you got to bring the limbs of the ola to the ramp of the mizbech? The sibu kohuna has the word kohuna. The sibu higur v'kohen is called the hikter of mizbech of amr mar zu halachas evarim lekafash utenan. And even though the pasuk asa has the word kohuna, we learn in the Mishnah that about the bringing of the limbs of the carbon tamid, haregel shel yamin b'small base b'smalo base ora lechutz. The coin brings the right leg in his left hand with the place of its hide facing outwards, and is saying straight up that the limbs can be brought with the left hand. What do you do with that? It says Rav back, kiar minin o etzvo kahuna b'davar ha'akiv kapara. It's saying about something that's going to be ma'akiv kapara, dumya de mitzora, just like the spritzing of the mitzora. However, in reference to the to an avodah that's not necessary for kapara, like for example bringing bringing the holacha, right? Then the kahuna doesn't mean that it's a chiyah of the right hand. Vare kabbalah de kasabu kahuna. This is where kahuna v'davar ma'akiv kaparahu. It's something ma'akiv. Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, kiva of a small pasul, we see it in a small pasul. Rabbi Shimon machsher, Rabbi Shimon says it's going to be machsher. Since we have the word kahuna by the kabbal sadam, why does Rabbi Shimon allow a lefty to receive the dam? Rabbi Shimon tarti bai. Rabbi Shimon says there needs to be two things mentioned, etzba and kahuna, in order to let it be known that it's got to be specifically done with the right hand. Since only kahuna is said by reference to the Kabbalah, then he holds that receiving the dam can be done with the left hand. Me boy, Rabbi Shimon, Tarti. Is that really true? Shimon, you really need two, etzba and kahuna, to say it's talking with the right hand? For a time, I'm telling Bryce, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon Omer, come on, Rabbi Shimon Omer, yad en ola yamin, etzba en ola yamin. Even one by itself is enough. Etzba lo by kahuna. Rabbi Shimon says that the term etzba doesn't require the additional term of kahuna in order to make us say we have to use the right hand. Because etzba itself is going to teach us that. Kahuna by etzba. But the word kahuna does need the extra thing etzba to say it's got to be the right hand. The kahuna itself is not going to teach us that idea. In fact, the Gemara, the Ella Kohen Lamali, if the right hand shtickle is so important to have from the word etzba itself, so then why do I need the pasuk to use the word kohen in reference to receiving the dam? And for the Gemara, Bekihunam, the Pasuk is teaching that the Kohanim should receive the dam while in their state of the Kohanim, meaning while wearing their begadim. So we're saying that as according to Rav Shimon, the term Kohuna alone is not going to imply necessary to be the right hand. Varizrika, the old Katsavu ala Kohuna, says only Kohuna. And it doesn't work with Etzba. Tanan Zark, but small Pasuk, if you throw it with your left hand, it's going to be Pasuk. Velo Palagur Shimon, Shimon is not arguing. Must be his being masculine. The fact that the kahuna alone is enough to show that the right hand has to be used. Amar Abaye, Polig Bebraisa. If Shimon argues with that Braisa, the diamond is in a Braisa, give it a small puzzle. If a Kohen receives a diamond with his left hand, it's puzzle. If it's Shimon Machshir, he Machshirs. Zarg with a small puzzle, and if he throws it with his left hand, it's going to be no good. If it's Shimon Machshir, if Shimon says it's going to be good. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. We're going to wish all you all a great, great day.